what impressed me the most about what you guys are doing is that you were very cognizant of the empathy thing, right? And being a little bit cautious with not, you know, so not just spraying text messages out there. So that's what got me intrigued with it. I'd have to hire somebody that's $50,000-$60,000 a year to do what you guys are doing. And it's working out great. And I think moving forward, it's just going to expand and continue to grow.
So, hey, everybody, welcome to the Electrify Your Message podcast. Bob Cameron here from Top Guard, the owner, founder of Top Guard. But Bob, thanks for coming, man. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
Listen, I just started it off, man. I want you to talk. I love the fact that you're talking about it, that we're saving you time and energy. So let's just jump right into it, right? You were giving us the rundown on us not only just doing text messaging, but there's a lot of work that goes into getting people to opt in that we're helping you with. And that's regards to your email campaign. The strength of your business is you had a lot of email contacts. How do we get those people to convert over to text so you can have a more personal relationship with them, aka get in front of them more often? And you're saying that we're helping you do that, and it's turning out to be effective.
Yeah, it definitely is. Like you said, I do have access to a large amount of email contacts within the industry, the construction industry, through some programs that I pay for. And so it's not the amount of or the number of leads that I'm having trouble with. It was the number of leads, but I had too many. And so for me to prioritize them to the leads that mean the most to me, the low hanging fruit, and then to pass that data on to your people, they scrub all the data, they do their things. We make sure we're not spamming anybody, where everything is legit. It's all opt-in type stuff. And it's such a time saver. And for me to know that the emails or the text messages are going out on a regular basis, they're scheduled, I know what time, I know everything. And I have a weekly conference call with your guys to kind of update me on everything. And it's like I have 5 employees that I pay very little for, to be honest with you.
I love it. And by the way, Bob, I'm sorry to say that you're not sexy. Your product isn't the sexiest of products. Tell us a little bit about Top Guard. You got a great history. I'd love to hear a short clip on where it started, because you were actually in law enforcement prior and then kind of moved over. And you were also connected to the construction industry for a long time because of your dad.
Right. So I graduated college, went on to be a police officer, did that for 9 years. My dad always tried to talk me into coming into the family business. He owned a construction supply company with 6 branches in the Midwest, selling typically concrete construction products to contractors. After he got sick, and after 9 years in law enforcement, I decided it was time to make that move and go to the family business. And so I did, and we ended up selling that business a few years later. And I ended up starting my own business again in 2010. And so since then, a buddy of mine, we invented a product, very simple. It's just a pipe bollard cap. It's a precast dome that goes on top of a safety post, protects buildings or structures from vehicular traffic. But anyway, long story short, that's how we started the company. And then it's grown to a lot more products, and we're manufacturing everything in Noblesville, Indiana, and we sell through distribution throughout the United States.
And that's awesome, because having somebody local here in Noblesville, Indiana, doing something like this, you're doing really well for yourself. And truthfully, if you didn't know what a Top Guard is, now you do. If you see in the parking lot those yellow pillars that stop cars from hitting the building, the top that goes on top, usually construction workers have to mold that concrete so that it doesn't get porous, right? Because concrete's really porous. And so the water would go in and it would break it apart. And the structural integrity of the top of the actual bollard is not very good. So the cap goes on top, the one that Bob produces, goes right on top so that the guys save time, they save energy, and it keeps the structural integrity of the product itself. Did I do that well? Was that right?
Man, Joe, that was awesome. See, you guys have learned too much about my business. I sometimes I'm afraid to go into that long of a story because it's so boring. But yeah,
interesting.
You guys do a great job.
Yeah, I appreciate it, and I think we can appreciate your business because to the point of you have clients in weird places, but no matter what, they have a cell phone. And a text message gets to them.
Yes.
What kind of results are you seeing?
We're seeing huge results. Our business is up about 70% year over year, and I can't say it's all Carano and Joe Melillo, but I do know that it certainly has helped. And I know being in front of just example. Our biggest customer and their salespeople being in front of them with a text message once a month or however we sequence that, but it helps. It gets us in front of them. We're starting to get some brand recognition when it comes to pipe bollards. It's not the sexiest thing in the world, but these guys are out selling construction products all day long. And so it has brought some of our products to the forefront, and I think it certainly is, it's helping. And as long as that's taking place, we're happy to spend money with Carano. That's for sure.
It was always a thing with us, right, Bob? Hey, if it works, you'll give us more money.
Absolutely.
And hey, my guys are going to work out until they're, tired and sick of talking to you. No,
right. Well, and I do want to say, Joe, I work with Ben and Eric a lot on your team, and Eric is more on the data side and Ben is more on the implementation. They're both awesome and they're great guys and real easy to work with. And they both have a pretty good business mind. So I think that's important. Even, the implementation side or the data side, these guys understand business. So they understand targets and why we're going after certain targets and why it makes sense.
Absolutely. What are the texts look like and what kind of tactics did you guys decide on, and tell everybody about those tactics? Cause I think like we've talked about, bollard caps are tough to sell. So what are people getting who opt into those texting plans for Top Guard?
Yeah. So one of the ones that we started with, and it was pretty interesting, was basically just letting them know that we are a preferred vendor for their company. Now this company, my customer, they have thousands of SKUs. So it's tough to get some mind share out of those people and to, to get into their world. So what we did is we just said, hey, we had a picture of our product and then a picture of a Nike golf shirt. It's a nice, $60-$70 golf shirt. And said, hey, take a picture of our product on your shelf and we'll send you a free shirt. So what it did is it drove that sales guy or the inside sales guy or whoever it was out to the warehouse. Hey, where is the Top Guard product? It's sitting on the shelf. They basically kind of take a selfie with it or take a picture of it, send it back to us. It hits a landing page. We gather all their information. We send them a free shirt. That is so valuable to me, Joe, because that guy has gone out into the warehouse. He's put his hands on it. He's looked at it. He knows it's there. And that's half the battle with our distribution.
Are these guys having fun with it? Are you getting?
Absolutely. Yeah. There was some pretty cool stuff sent back.
Would you say that that's good social media content for you as well?
Absolutely. 100%.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And social media is tough for us because it's concrete, right? Not a lot of people want to go look at concrete stuff, but anything that is kind of fun, obviously it makes great content.
That's great. And I think that's a different tactic. And that's a tactic that you came up with. I remember, if we can get them engaged and get them to go out and touch your product and make it well known. Now, all of a sudden the name Top Guard is at the top of their mind, right? Which is half the battle, like you said.
Well, it's not only that one specific product, the bollard cap. It's now when that guy goes out and he sees that bollard or anything associated with it, now he thinks, well, Top Guard is the bollard guy, right? So it's the cover, it's the actual steel pipe, it's, you know, so we've kind of taken on that role as the bollard company. And so we get a lot of the other add-on ancillary type products.
I love working with you, Bob. I really do. I think this is exciting for both of us. I think it's a great case study for us. The fact that, you know, 70%, maybe it's not all attributed to us, but a lot of it could be. And I think that's an unbelievable statement that you made. And we really appreciate you sharing the journey here a little bit longer for my listeners, for anybody who wants to listen from a B2B standpoint, right. You know, construction sales. You never think text messaging could work, but here it is with better communication.
Absolutely. I thank you.
So we're going to go, I'm going to leave it up to you for one last comment here about using our services. What would you say to a business owner who maybe isn't thinking about, or is thinking about jumping on with us and maybe is a little nervous? And what would you say is the thing that you thought you were getting into versus what you know of it now?
Well, I think I'm probably a lot like other business owners in that we're always nervous, right, to spend money on things that we feel like we can't quantify and at results that we can't quantify. And, you know, we all try to be smart with our dollars and budgeting, you know, marketing dollars it's kind of unknown. I can say that I have been just extremely happy with Carano, and the weekly feedback from the guys on our conference call every Wednesday, it has been great. Very receptive to what I want to do. And yet at the same time, you know, Ben as an example is writing copy. You know, he kind of gathers my thoughts and pieces it all together and writes great copy, you know, for the text or the email. So, it really is like adding an employee at a very, very low cost and getting results. And I think you guys are very results driven and aren't afraid to put your money where your mouth is.
It's unlike marketing. If I could say something from my perspective, I feel like it's unlike marketing because I sold marketing. I know what that is. I can actually prove the results, the pull through ROI for you.
Yes.
And right. And Ben and Eric do that for you every week.
Absolutely.
So we can attribute our work to direct sales as opposed to, hey, right, click on this banner ad on some TV website, right, and hope that someone goes to your website and sees it and acts on it. It doesn't, right, work that way.
You can't, right. And you know, so all the emails that we're getting back from our email campaigns or text campaigns, whatever it is, you know, your staff is monitoring those inbound return emails or text, and it gets me more focused on follow up, trying to close some sales that maybe we just forgot about or whatever it is. But all that interaction is kind of being monitored by Carano and Ben and Eric. And so to take a list of emails that came in and say, hey, this is the results from this email today, and they bring it in and we track that to follow all the way to the order. So.
Well, we wish you nothing but success, Rob. We obviously love working with you, dude, all the way around. A great guy. And when we first met, we never would have known it would have led to this. So,
no, different time, different place, but it's good.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to the Electrify Your Message podcast. I'm your host. Thanks again, Bob Cameron from Top Guard. He is the Bollard guy. That is the official name. The Bollard guy. So, and we'll see you next time on the Electrify Your Message podcast. Thanks for listening. Hey, thanks for listening to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And if you want to learn more about what our team at K-Launch can do for you, simply text K-Launch to 55433. We look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy your day, and we'll see you next time.